Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for calling Family First Care. This is Yona. How can I help you?
Yes, I just have a question. I've been getting a text message, and I don't know if it's legit or not.
Okay, what can I do to help you?
It's like they're saying that I owe back money because I guess I clocked in and wasn't supposed to when I was my mom's caretaker for 2 days last year. Because I thought like I was still taking care of the house and everything else. I did all of her other stuff when she was in the hospital. So they want me to pay these days back, which I don't mind doing, but I just don't feel comfortable with, like, giving, like, just texting them my debit card information, and then they contact and they get it processed. And they're telling me, like, there's no...
So I'm not sure who's texting you, but whatever number is texting you, you should call that one. This is a home care agency. I'm not sure who I'm talking to, but I can tell you that home care services are not allowed to be done during hospitalization. And if they are and are not and and aren't reported or paid back, then it does constitute Medicaid fraud.
I just wasn't sure because like they're just like I don't mind paying it back because like I said, I didn't know because I was still doing like her laundry and cleaning the house, and, like, I was still doing all of that stuff. Like,
I understand that. It's just, unfortunately, Medicaid only will pay one person, one agency to take care of a participant at a time. If somebody's in a hospital or a nursing home, then home care stops.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's fine. Like, I just didn't, I didn't know that. So, like, I don't mind paying it back. It's just, I just wasn't sure because, like, they're telling me that there's no phone number to call them.
Can I ask what number is texting you?
It's a 716-670-1226 number.
I'm personally not familiar with that number. It could be that it was handed off to collections. I'm not sure. And then it would be, but, like, I would just respond, please have somebody call me to discuss, and if they don't, you shouldn't send your debit card just for nothing. Again, I don't even have your name yet, but it's...
My name's Erin.
E-R-I-N? I could look up in our system if there's something.
E-R-I-N.
Callahan?
Yes, Callahan.
Callahan, hold on 1 second.
That's fine.
Let me pull up. Okay. You worked from November 22 until February 25. You were working for Carol Hawk.
She pulled me off because she wanted part of the paycheck, and her son agreed to do that. So,
yep, it's very common. So, 6-6 and 7-14. 6-6 and 7-14. There are two dates in the system that are showing that were hospitalized and weren't reported. June 6th of 2024 and July 14th of 2024. So this does coincide. The number that's texting you is most likely the lawyer. I would just simply respond, please have somebody call to discuss, as I'm uncomfortable sending my debit information over a text, which is
okay,
a perfectly reasonable response. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's fine, because, like I said, when I was, like, because I asked, I'm like, is there a number for me to call? And they're like, unfortunately, we don't have a number. And I'm like,
you know what, can I put you on hold for 1 second, see if I can get the billing department on the phone?
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine.
Thank you so much. Hold on 1 second. All right, Erin, she's not in it right now, so I'll have the billing girl follow up with you on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. Otherwise, what ends up happening long term is it goes to the Office of Inspector General for Medicaid fraud. So we don't want that for anyone, especially for just 2 days. So we'll ask someone to reach out to you. No problem.
Okay. Yeah. No. That's fine. Thank you so much.
No problem.
All right. Thank you.